Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are joined with
Karen Nicholas,
the general manager of the Great Frederick Fair. And what year are we in now? Do you know?
This is the 161st year.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize it went back that long. So tradition is a big thing here. Like, do you find that families, kids, parents, grandparents, sometimes great-grandparents, they all grew up coming to the fair and they just keep it going?
Oh yeah, I would classify as one of those fair kids. My parents are life members, my grandparents and aunts and other relatives. So the fairgrounds is privately owned by 250 shareholders that are life members of the fair.
So talk about why, not just you, but other, that it's a multi-generational thing.
Yeah, you'll see that in our buildings and exhibits and a lot of our volunteer stations, but also with our vendors and exhibitors. A lot of people have been doing this. So their grandparents and great-grandparents and everybody are the ones who started the traditions, and now everyone's continuing that forward.
Awesome. And we just talked about it when we were shooting the video, but tell me about, just to reiterate, what are some of the big music acts that are going to be here this year?
Yeah, we have Gin Blossom, Sugar Ray, Tonic, and Fastball. We have Christian with Zach Williams and Brenly Brown. We have L. King with the Red Clay Strays. And we have Walker Hayes with Chase McDaniel. And we also have Tracy Bird with Jody Messina.
It's an awesome lineup. So how do you get the artists? I know Coolio was here last year, one of his last performances. Years ago I came and saw Dierks Bentley here. I mean, every year, but it just seems like it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, we work with Variety Attractions out of Zanesville, Ohio, to work with our booking agency, and that's how we get our artists lined up for the fair.
And what we're hearing is just people setting up, right? And how many people does it take to put this thing together?
Oh my gosh. Thousands of people are involved in it, between exhibitors and sponsors, yeah, and the vendors that set up. And right now you hear the background noise of everybody moving in. There's some landscape companies making patios.
I love it. It's a huge operation every year. All right, well, we talked about the music. I'll try to divide it up into separate things. So what about, you know, the rides, what kind of rides do we have?
Yeah, I kind of joke that we have three ring circuses happening. So the carnival rides and games is one of those, and Reithoffer Shows is with us. They've been with us for 30 years. We have the thriller rides and the Ferris wheel, the merry-go-round, and then several kiddie rides. And new this year on Sunday during the fair from 12 to 2, we're offering sensory friendly hours.
Oh, that's really cool. Talk about some of the games you can play.
So they have like the balloon pop games. They've got the bottles that you knock over, I mean, the fishing for stuff, just a lot of fun things for the kids to interact with and have fun and win really awesome prizes.
Like, I throwed out my shoulder, but I won her that
teddy bear.
All right. Little Tim McGraw. All right. So if that's one of the three rings of the three ring circus, what's the second? Is it the games?
Yeah. The other is the entertainment and the vendors and the exhibitors, I would say. Okay. The ones that are here for commercial and food and those things. And then the third one I say would be all of our agriculture education, which is our mission statement. So that's our most important focus. And all of the exhibitors that contribute to that with their livestock and the stuff that they make.
All right. So let's take number two and three separately. So number two, you said, is like the exhibitors and like the food and stuff. So what all could we eat when we come here?
So there's a lot of staples that people look forward to every year. The Root Beer Float Man, Doherty's, New Market Grange, Pig Hole, I'm not going to be able to name them all, JBC Food, and Hemp's, I don't know if I said that.
Hemp's Meats.
Yeah, Hemp's Meats.
JBC Food. Is it Myersville, I think? Or
yeah.
Or they have different.
Yeah. Out of Myersville, yeah. There's a lot of new stuff this year, commercial exhibitors and people that you can shop underneath of the grandstand, lots of fun shops, I think teak benches and bags and hats and just all kinds of fun stuff to look at.
Awesome. So you want me that. So we're saying number, what was one, the rides?
Like carnival rides.
Rides and games. And then number two is the, what did you say? Oh, the exhibitors and the food. All right. And then now let's talk about number three, which of course is sort of what the fair started with, the agricultural side. So name some of the different animals you'll see.
Yeah. So you'll see beef, sheep, swine, turkeys, rabbits, goats, alpacas. What am I missing? Chickens. There's just pretty much any animal. We've even had a dog show.
Whoa.
Dairy cows. So yeah, there's something for everyone, we say.
Awesome. And then in addition to just seeing, you know, visitors seeing the animals, you know, as you would at like a petting zoo or something, but talk about how they'll actually be, for the 4-H'ers in the house, maybe some competing for some ribbons and stuff, right?
Yeah, the 4-H FFA and youth exhibitors, there's about 400 of them here this week, and they work all year long grooming their animals and getting them ready for this one-week event where they compete and try to prove that they're the best of the best, and they're learned by doing, and that's our mission statement, is it's all about the kids.
Awesome. All right, well then, I guess sort of in closing, zoom out, big picture, like, I'm sitting here looking at the beautiful mountains of Frederick. I mean, I'm biased. I'm wearing a Frederick shirt. My wife and I live here. You're from here, too. We grew up around here. But just talk about why, of all the different fairs in the state or neighboring states, like, why is Frederick just such a beautiful place? And, you know, a lot of our listeners are in the D.C. area, but invite them on to come on up here. You know, sell Frederick as a cool spot to come
Yeah,
to.
I think what makes us apart is just the community aspect and how everyone comes together and works together just to put on such a fun, family-friendly event. And we invite everyone, if you've been here, please come back. If you haven't been here, to just come and try it out and see what you like.
All right, and I guess all the what's the plug the website for ticket information?
TheGreatFrederickFair.com.
Awesome, and it runs September 15th through the 23rd.
Yep.
So everybody head to the website and plan on coming out. Yeah. Hey, Karen, thanks for doing this.
You're welcome, and buy your tickets in advance so you can skip the line.
Oh, wait,
and save money.
Tell us more about that. How does that work?
You can buy a gate admission ticket on your phone in line, or buy it in advance, you know, from home. And you skip the line of people to buy tickets and go right to the scanner, so you don't have to wait in a line when you're coming in the gate.
Perfect. Yes, plan ahead and you can just walk right in with your ticket.
Yep.
Awesome. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.